Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Carl with Carl's Tavern, and I'd like to introduce you to our gentleman that we are remembering tonight, Mojo Nixon. Great psychobilly musician and just someone who I loved his music. This is Mojo.
Hello, Mojo Nixon here from SiriusXM. I love country. Before I was Mojo Nixon, I started out as Kirby McMillan from Danville, Virginia. And really, Mojo Nixon is just who I wanted to be. My dad owned a soul radio station in the town I grew up in, and I was music crazed. I love music that is exciting and dangerous and makes the church people nervous. So when I started being Mojo Nixon, my goal was to go too far, too fast. Here, 30 years later, guess what? I'm fucking Mojo Nixon. People hear me on the radio, and they assume that I like live in a van down by the river, and I got overalls on, and they meet me, and they go, well, you look too nice. I am immersed in hillbilly rock and roll. Outlaw country is where country and rock and roll comes together with a very bad attitude. We go, you know, that Mojo's too much. Mojo doesn't need to swear. I go, it's outlaw country. It's not nice country. It's not church country. It's not Barbara Mandrell country. It's outlaw country. It's David Allan Coe and Hank Jr., George Jones, and Johnny Cash, and Waylon and Willie. You don't like it? Fuck you. I'm getting paid to play the music commercial-free every day. And I get to put a little entertaining bullshit in between. 12 years at Sirius, and I haven't been fired. As a musician, I'm not a great singer, I'm not a great songwriter, but I am a good bullshit artist. What I am is just completely and utterly full of it. It's in me, and it's got to come out. We should be happy that we live in the greatest country in the world, and we have more freedom than anybody. We shouldn't be walking around afraid. You know what we should be doing? We should be opening new go-kart tracks out on the edge of town. In fact, one that has a loop-de-loop in it. And in the middle of the loop-de-loop will be a barbecue stand. Look, I just want to be a tiny piece of the great American crazy myth. Not the story that they tell in school, not the story that they tell, in the movies, but the wild, crazy, free nut job on the outside of town story. That's what I'm drawn to.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything.
And there you go, Mojo Nixon. Now, when I was in New York, this is in the mid-80s, there were three radio stations I listened to. WBAI, which was part of Pacifica, that was the political station and the talk station I listened to. And then there was WLIR. WLIR was the, out in Long Island, was the alternative rock station. And that's where I got into XTC and a number of bands. But the station I listened to most was a college station. It's WFMU, still in existence. You can just do WFMU online, Google it. You can still listen. They would have all different types of music. I was listening to WFMU one Saturday afternoon that I was off, and this song came on, and this was the song that introduced me to Mojo Nixon. I heard this. I hadn't heard anything like it before, and I freaking fell in love with it. This is I Hate Banks.
Oh! Well, I hate banks. Just can't stand them. Give me his trouble, and man, I plan them. 6 feet under, that's where they belong. Song. Think I ride myself one or two. I hate banks, yeah, how about you? How, how? Well, lend me a nickel and lend me a dime. People bless my whole plenty of time. Financial institutions think they're so highfalutin. Just a bunch of fruits in a three-piece suit, yeah. Trying to steal all my loot. Oh, things are smelling mighty rank. We must be near a stinky bank. Smells worse than a Rockefeller seat. Wall Street can't eat my meat. Ho! Oh. How, how? simple. Royal crown. Tommy Tin is the best thing to keep your money in. Yeah. Mason jar is okay too. If you see a bank, well, you know what to do. Now let me tell you people something. Only banks I like Ernie Banks, all right. And I like the banks of the Mississippi River. Yeah, and I like banks of Fender Twin Reverb. Electric guitar amplifiers behind me. Raging on the staging, yeah. Well, when I walk in there, treat me like a dog. Wanna hit him in the head with the doo-doo log. Republicans, one and all, their tallywhackers are mighty small. Steal from the poor and to give to the rich. Gonna make the bank president twitch in a ditch. Oh, how, how. Yeah, see that teller with the blue hair giving me the evil eye stare. Won't cash my check, don't like my ID. Got the security guard after me, huh? If I was T.F. Sloan, I'd say the Dow Jones can suck my bone, yeah. All right, everybody say these three magic words. I want you to help me say the words. I want you to repeat after me. Here we go. I hate banks. Yeah. I hate banks. Can't stand them. I hate banks. Don't like them. I hate banks. Bunch of foo-foos. I hate banks. Up there like a big zit. I hate banks. Wow. I hate banks. Just can't stand them. Give me a shovel and man, I plant them. 6 feet under, that's where they belong. Yeah, how about you? Ooh. Now let me tell you something else. I'm not real fond of the phone company either, you know. Yeah, and I don't like the cable TV company. You know why I don't like the cable TV company? Because they just be sucking that stuff right out the sky. They don't have to pay nothing for it. And I just get me one of them bootleg cable boxes, and I get me one of them there, climb up the pole and stick the thing in. I ain't gonna pay for it. No!
So it was reported that Mojo passed away a couple of days ago. He was part of the Outlaw Country Cruise, and he had done a show and then stayed up and drank and then went to breakfast and went to bed. And when they tried to wake him up, he was gone. And I tell you, every time I listen to a Mojo Nixon song, I smile. This man just makes me smile. And this is one of his legacies. I think if you listen to him and his anti-establishment rants, which I find extremely hysterical, and I did. And so that was off his first album with Skid Roper. Another song off the album is the next one we're going to play, and this is Burn Down the Malls. Wow!
Oh,
my nerves with this national 21 drinking age. Oh, what do you think about that? A bunch of malarkey! Whatever malarkey is, man, it's a whole bunch of it. You know, if Reagan finally gets the war he's looking for, you think he's going to be drafting 21-year-olds? No, man, they're going to be drafting 18 and 19-year-olds. But you can't buy beer. Buy beer. You can get married and screw yourself up real good. But you can't buy beer. You can charge $8 million on the master charge. You can't buy a beer. You can vote for one fool or another. But you can't buy beer. Because this is America. America that's run by the lowest common denominator. The money. How many units did you move, Mojo? How many things of apple juice did they sell, huh? Come on, suckers. Come on, feel it. Feel it. Yeah. I've been burning down the mall.
So Mojo made it on to the college radio station. All the college radio stations across the country. And then the big wigs started to take notice. And so MTV was there in its heyday. And suddenly there's this song. And nobody knew what to do with it. So they ran with it. And oh my God, it became Mojo's biggest hit. This is again with Skid Roper. And this is Elvis is Everywhere. And Stephen Ronquillo, my former partner, who I was talking to earlier, said if I didn't play this song, he'd come over and kick my ass. So I don't want my ass kicked. And it's a great song anyway. And there was no way I wasn't going to play this. Elvis is Everywhere. Mojo Lives.
And I came across the cloud, and well, it really looks like Elvis.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well, Elvis is everywhere. In Nutty Buddies. Elvis is in your mom. He's in everybody. He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got Elvis in them too. Elvis is in everybody out there. Everybody got Elvis in them. Everybody except one person, that is. Yeah, one person. The evil opposite of Elvis. The anti-Elvis. Andy Elvis got no Elvis in him, let me tell ya.
Michael J. Fox has no Elvis in him.
Yeah, and Elvis is in Joan Rivers, but he's trying to get out, man. He's trying to get out. Listen up, Joni, baby. Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything.
Out there in the world, a lot of things people say, what the heck's going on? Let me tell ya, who built the pyramid?
Elvis.
Who built Stonehenge?
Elvis.
Yeah, man, you see guys walking down the street pushing shopping carts, and they think they're talking to Allah, they're talking to themselves, man. No, they're talking to
Elvis.
You know what's going on? That Bermuda Triangle, down the Bermuda Triangle.
Elvis, 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 Elvis.
Ah, the sailing Elvis, Captain Elvis, Commodore Elvis it is. Yeah, man, you know, people from outer space, they come up to me They don't look like Dr. Spock. They don't look like Klingons, all that Star Trek jive. They look like Elvis.
Elvis!
Everybody in outer space looks like Elvis, because Elvis is a perfect being. We're all moving in perfect peace and harmony towards Elvis, and soon all will become Elvis. Everything, everywhere will be Elvis. Why do you think they call it evolution anyway? It's really Elvis-lution. Elvis-lution.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everywhere.
Elvis is everywhere. No matter who you are today, as we mourn the loss of Mojo Nixon, you're Elvis. I'm Elvis. Even Rachel is Elvis. Seriously. So there you go. Now, so in 1986, Mojo had hit. I had a friend of mine who lived in Hoboken, or as we'd like to call it, the Boke. And you go across the PATH train into New Jersey, and you're right in Hoboken. And there is a, or there was, unfortunately, it no longer is, a wonderful, wonderful bar by the name of Maxwell's. And they would run some of the best concerts. And I happened to be at one where the headliner was They Might Be Giants. But the opening act was Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper. And I'm in this particular bar with good 200, 300 people packed to the gills, very small venue. Mojo comes in with two guitars. Skid Roper's there with his washboard and a couple of drums, hand drums. And they do this song that absolutely made me a fan forever. And that's what we're going to listen to now. This is the Redneck Rampage.
This is a great party, but where's the band?
Hot beer, playing out of nowhere, there stood a bear, but they only hit the deer. a real hillbilly potentate. Got the world all spinning.
Redneck Rampage, Mojo Nixon. So I think at this point, we need to go to church. And Mojo went to church, probably only one time, and he recorded this song. I'm not going to give you the title right now. I'll give it to you after the song. I think you'll get it. Okay? And here we go with Mojo and the mystery song.
Everybody worried about drugs today, telling our kids just what to say. Great big problem all through the land. Gotta find ourselves a brand new plan. Put them in jail, just don't work. Just ask my brother Solomon Burke. What we gotta do is in the profit. Money is the key and we can stop it. Oh, this killing and corruption. Good to be gone without using a gun. Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Gotta put them pushers right in the grave. All this murder and all this crime, since so many people died, making it illegal's only made it worse. It's like we got ourselves a great big curse. People think they're cool cause it's our law, thinking they rebel without a cause. We gotta help the sick and the addicted, but killing ourselves with the new prohibition. Not the government's job to tell you what to do. Decide for yourself what's right for you. If you go too far and you get out of hand, then you take a trip down to prison land. What we gotta do?
Legalize.
Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Gotta put them pushers right in the grave. The war on drugs is gonna lose. Gotta take away the profit like we did with booze. That people couldn't buy for one tenth of the price. Wouldn't need to rob or use a knife. Gotta take the cash out of this illegal trade. Education and the lives are said. Always been people addicted to drugs. Everyone cocaine, evil thugs. Just because some people can't handle anything doesn't mean we have to pay for their pain. Nicotine, caffeine, chainsaws and guns. Gotta make your own regulations. Psychedelic mushrooms, good for your mind. If you're ready to use them, yeah, you ought to try. Have the freedom, mess up your own life. Decide for yourself what's wrong and what's right. What we gotta do?
Legalize.
Hey, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Hey, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Gotta put them pushers right in the grave.
What we gotta do?
Legalize.
Hey, what
gotta do?
Legalize.
Oh, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Gotta put them pushers right in the grave.
Legalize it, folks. Legalize it. Name of the song and something I've been saying since the 70s. And it looks like now, 50 years later, or actually 40 years later since that song, it looks like we may be there. Hopefully. So there you go. Legalize it. Now, which song am I going to do now? I think we're going to do a song that, if you listen to Mojo's music, we're not only talking country. We're talking, there's blues in there. You just heard a little bit of gospel. But he takes all these things and makes it his own. Of course, a lot of it is his lyrics and his humor. But at this point, he did a song that basically was a tribute to a particular blues singer. And we're going to play that now. And this is I'm Gonna Dig Up Howlin' Wolf.
I'm opening up the casket.
Dug up Howlin' Wolf. So now we're going to move on to 1989 or 1988 and 89. And of course, his big hit was Elvis Is Everywhere. But do you believe he actually did a follow-up to that song? And we're going to hear that one now. And this is 619-239-KING.
Out there might know where Elvis is. You can call through and tell me. I ain't talking about the bat phone. It's the e-phone.
Some people say you live on an island with Marilyn Monroe. Every night Jimbo Morrison puts on a great big show. When you get sick, you call up Dr. Nick. Right. No Vegas, no movies, just
talk to Sonny. I sure don't want to talk to Lamar. Albert Goldman, kiss my butt. E.P. Phone home. I said, E.P. Phone home. Give me a call, Elvis. Now, I won't tell the Colonel on the Weekly World News either, man. Come on, call me, boy.
Say what? You want me to do what? Get for someone in the white underwear?
And that's 619-239-KING. And yeah, that was an actual number. If you called it, you would hear Mojo, a tape of Mojo saying, please call me, Elvis, please call me. And of course, he took that a little bit from They Might Be Giants. They were good friends. And of course, They Might Be Giants had to dial a song. And so he did that. And he had an infatuation, of course, with Elvis, with Howlin' Wolf. But he also didn't like certain other artists. And he made that very clear in a couple of songs. We picked one of them tonight. And that would be Someone Has to Die. And I wonder who it is. I think it might be Don Henley Must Die.
This is the sound of my brain. Then I said, this is the sound of my brain on Don Henley. Then I said, one, two, three, four.
Songs were with this band, the Toad Lickers, and this is after he split with Skid Roper. And so now I want to focus on a particular album he did with Jello Biafra. If you don't know who Jello Biafra was, Jello was the head of the Dead Kennedys. They got together with each other, with a band behind them. And they did a whole album, and they were original songs and a couple of songs that they updated, and we're going to focus on one of those. This is a song originally done by Phil Oakes in the 60s, very, very pointed song called Love Me, I'm a Liberal. The lyrics have been updated by both Mojo and Jello, and Jello does most of the singing here. But I wanted to put this in with the playlist to tell you and show you that Mojo did a lot of different things as we went along. Another thing that right before we do the song is Mojo also was in a number of movies too. And I'll give you a list of that before we go. But here he is with Jello Biafra and Love Me, I'm a Liberal. country and punk music definitely mixed there, and to be honest, there's not much difference. It's an attitude. Mojo had that attitude, so did Jello Biafra, and so did so many others. And me, I'm an old punk. I certainly am. There's no question about it. 66 years old, I still have my walker, or I still say fuck you to the government every so often, just to keep me going there. So there you go. Now, one thing I forgot to mention when we did a previous song, Redneck Rampage, that was actually used later as the theme to a video game, and Redneck Rampage, and actually also in the follow-up. So Mojo even did some music for video games, so thought you might want to know that little fact. But now we're going to basically end up with two more songs. And the first one, I love this. You know, this is Mojo being at his most controversial and just, you know, not giving a fuck at all. And here, I'm not even going to say the name of this yet until afterwards. But it's one of my favorite songs from Mojo. And here we go. And it has to do with tying something to your leg. That's all I'm going to say.
See your mama and some other whore floating down the river on a shithouse door. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg, to my leg. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg.
To my leg, Mojo Nixon. So we're at the end of the show, and I was searching for a particular song to end this with. And, of course, I'll be back right after this song very briefly to tell you what's going on with Deviant Legion. In fact, maybe I should do that now. Tomorrow, we would usually do our Rock This Town Radio, but because it's Super Bowl, because I'm doing this special show also, we're not going to do that show until Monday at our regular time at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And that is going to be a celebration of New Orleans music. And since we're coming up on Fat Tuesday, and I'm now here in the South in Memphis, Tennessee, we're definitely going to be doing that on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central. And as I said, I was looking for a particular song to end this little tribute to Mojo Nixon. And I found the perfect one. And it's a song I didn't know until I listened to it. And it's all Mojo. God bless him. Here we go with Mojo Nixon and You Can't Kill Me.
You can't kill me, I will not die, not now, not ever, no, never. I'm gonna live a long, long time. My soul is on forever.
Tell me when I can drink and what I can drink. They want to ban drugs and sex and everything. People want to have a lot of rules. A lot of rules and regulations. But listen up. Listen up, Mr. Rules and Regulations. I ain't gonna obey it! That's right, man. I ain't gonna do what you say. Oh, you can put me in jail. You can kill me. You can execute me. But you can't kill rock and roll, man. Tell you another damn thing, I ain't eating no more fucking McDonald's either. I ain't gonna eat it no more. I ain't gonna eat it because it don't taste good. You know what? McDonald's, get kissed by a bug! McDonald's, kiss my butt. It's a great big hairy bug. Got a dingleberry hanging off my butt. McDonald's, kiss my ass. You know, people say, Mojo, you're always complaining about everything. Why don't you vote in the election? Why don't you become involved in the electoral process? Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Vote for Clinton, Mojo. It's going to make everything nice and new and neat. We got one fool, just as big a fool as the other fool. Ain't nothing changed. Same fools riding around in the black cars. We still riding around on the subway, riding around in the bus. We riding around in a 1978 El Torino or some damn thing, leaking oil, we ain't got no money, gotta pay taxes, everything's screwed up, I ain't gonna take it no more, I'm gonna start an armed insurrection. I'm gonna go to the hills of West Virginia and I'm gonna liberate some guns from a National Guard armory, and I'm gonna start armed revolt, because at some time in the course of human events it becomes necessary to disassociate yourself from the ties that bind. I wanna break them ties. I wanna bust them up. So there I am standing around a campfire in the hills of West Virginia, and the flames are shooting up high, and I happen to be the head of the armed insurrection, the Rebel Alliance, and I'm gonna sing our brand new national anthem that goes something like this. You can't kill me, I will not die. Not now, not ever, no never. Wow. I'm gonna live a long, long time. My soul is on forever. Full of holes, but you can't kill the spirit of rock and roll, baby.
And may we remember Mojo, and may his soul live on forever, and tell all the establishment to go fuck themselves. Mojo, God bless you. One of my heroes, hopefully one of yours, and hopefully by listening to this particular memoriam, you become a fan. Love him dearly. Saw him live. Great artist. And with that, I can't say anything more than God bless Mojo Nixon, and may we remember him forever. Good night, everyone.